Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. You guys are having a fantastic day today. We're double-checking some sound stuff. I was on Hagman last night. Great show with Doug. Got a lot of different topics that we talked about, and a lot of health topics. I went into detail again about this entire insanity that in CDC pretty much just disclosed on Monday with zero coverage on the mainstream media, how there is no H5N1 anymore. Everything go back to normal. There is no need to do any type of protocol. There's no type to do testing. Nothing exists. H5N1 bird flu is no more.
Kind of like the Epstein files.
Yeah, ironically. Mm-hmm. It's just all this stuff doesn't... Like, so what about the 15 million chickens? What about the Moderna vaccine that got canceled for 700 million? And that's what we're starting to see now. Is it's almost like they don't even try to do any disclosure or rebuttal. It's just doesn't exist. No, nothing to see here. Nothing
well, as long
about.
As the American population tolerates that type of behavior, they're always going to do it. Until we basically get to a point where everybody says, no, we're not going to watch mainstream news anymore. No, we're not going to vote. Now, listen to me. It's important. You know, if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you're part of the system. I'm letting you know that. And, you know, and so you can't do that. You can't allow yourself to get sucked into the matrix. And that's what this was with Trump this last time. It was a matrix. He basically, you know, was that they give us somebody with Hillary Clinton that's so unbelievably horrible back in 2016 that nobody with the sense that God gave, you know, two people with 50 IQs would vote for Hillary Clinton. She's that bad. And so, you know, Trump wins in a landslide. You know, Hillary gets shoved off somewhere and basically Trump says, you know, lock her up. And suddenly it's like, oh, they're good people. All right. That should have told you something right there. Suddenly we have his disastrous first 4 years. And all of a sudden we think, well, you know, what, it can't get much worse than that. Well, then they give us Biden. Now, Biden didn't win that election. Trump was basically stolen from that election. But they had to bring another 20 million people into the country illegally. Mm-hmm. Biden was basically eating ice cream in a basement, you know, trying not to poop in his drawers. Just let you know that. He pooped on his own drawers on top of that platform that one day. They had to direct him off the platform that he didn't know which way to go for the stairs. And that was gone. We watched that garbage for 4 years. It's like the world is a theater show. That's all this is. It's a theater show. And we basically are pawns in the game, like William Guy Carr said. And we're watching this unfold in front of us. And because they controlled the mainstream media for so long, they were able to keep everybody in a hypnotic trance. People believed everything they said. Walter Cronkite, and that's the way it is today, December the 20th, 1970. And, you know, you'd say, Walter, that's the way it is. No one. He was part of the deep state PSYOP. He was a communist. People don't understand who he was. He's the one who pushed the whole narrative about the basically Warren Commission report about the Kennedy assassination that anybody who questioned it was a conspiracy theorist. And Huntley and Brinkley and all the rest of these talking heads, Dan Rather, all of them, they were all part of the establishment to continue to brainwash you and make you believe that what they're saying is true. They're all part of the CIA, basically Operation Mockingbird.
I talked to Doug about that in detail last night, how there's been so much evidence that has come out over the last, 30 years now with Epstein involved with the CIA, involved with Mossad, involved with all these intelligence agencies. And now suddenly it's like, and the thing was, I played the video last night of Trump and Bondi in that meeting where one of the press asked Bondi, wasn't really any disclosure. Was Epstein involved with any intelligence community at all, foreign or domestic? And then Trump pitches this giant hissy fit.
He didn't let her finish.
No, he pitches a giant hissy fit.
Mossad.
And then he completely deflects it. I mean, pushes back, basically insinuates that the press guy is basically a piece of crap and has no heart because he's asking a horrific question. He doesn't have a right to ask this question. I need to play the video, let everybody see it. That right there showed exactly what's going on behind the scenes. It was pure deflection, redirection, and its finest example from a psychological
aspect.
Well,
you know,
aspect.
And this is why I never told you guys who to vote for on the last election. I never told you, but I didn't vote for Trump. Now, I didn't vote for that laughing hyena either. I wrote in a candidate. You think, well, can't believe you did that. No, I wasn't going to stay in the matrix. I'm not doing it anymore. I told you guys that after 2016, I'm not voting for the lesser of two evils anymore. When they give us two candidates that are handpicked for who they are, Trump sits there in his tower and says, you know, this is the best award I've ever got. I believe everything it says, you know, about the Kabbalah Tree of Life Award. You know, you got to ask yourself a question. You know, what the heck are we got going on here? Remember, I told you, I've read you this so many times. Otto Kahn said, we control both sides of the narrative. That was 100 years ago. Both sides of the narrative, we control both political parties in the United States, period. And they did it through blackmail. And there's an interesting article here. I'm going to read you part of it. It says, it's a big protected pedophile club and you ain't in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Ooh.
FBI was investigating 36 young girls that Epstein raped and trafficked until Epstein agreed to rat out Wall Street hedge funds execs for laundering money. Then the feds agreed to bury the federal charges here. The FBI admits Epstein is their informant. Well, I posted all this. You know, it says, here's it by Virginia Guffrey's diary. I used to be watched by Epstein's hidden cameras, which I have seen myself. The FBI have the archive footage showing me being abused by other men, and they've used it as blackmail. She supposedly committed suicide on July the 9th, 2025, but she did not commit suicide. And she said, and that was the article was July the 9th from Zero Hedge. But she said that if I commit suicide, I've been murdered. You know, and then here's another article by Mike Benson. It says, watch this and you'll understand there's simply no way Jeffrey Epstein was not on the CIA's radar since 1983,
yeah,
Austin.
Exactly.
Over 40 years. When Epstein was just 30 years old, at that time, Epstein was managing the covert funds of the CIA's top point man for its biggest covert action, Mike Benz. If there is no there, then why not tell us what the there is? The evidence was destroyed by previous regimes. We need to know that too. And someone must be held accountable for that. The Epstein affair is not going away anytime soon. Thousands of children were involved. And here's another article that said Jeffrey Epstein had over 1,000 plus victims. And by the way, Donald Trump's first wife helped Ghislaine Maxwell recruit girls for Epstein Island. Oh, yo, she fell down the stairs and died. Remember a couple years ago? Yeah, okay, whatever. Jeffrey Epstein had 1,000 victims. 20 years after Jeffrey Epstein was exposed for his child sex abuse enterprise, the Justice Department this week has made a startling revelation. Rather than dozens of victims previously alleged by the government and media, Justice now says there were over 1,000 victims, and everyone is talking about Epstein again, from the MAGA types furious that the Trump administration is not producing a supposed client list to the mainstream media, which is mocking just about anyone critical of the Justice Department here, yep, as conspiracy theorists.
Remember?
Exactly what I said. One person who doesn't want to talk about it is Donald Trump, who told New York Magazine in 2002 that his buddy Epstein was a fun guy who likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. Seldom one has to shy away from blurring out whatever when asked this week about the Epstein memo. Trump uncharacteristically changed the subject. He admonished the reporter, telling him that the question was a desecration to the lost lives of the Texas flood. And here's a quote from Trump. Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. We have Texas. We have this. We have other things. And people are talking about this guy, this creep. This is unbelievable. Do not waste the time. I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this when we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like desecration.
Whoa. Deflection and redirection.
Trump, of course, hung out with Epstein and feasted on his legendary get-togethers in New York and West Palm Beach, and he probably isn't keen on there being so much transparency. But before this becomes a conspiracy theory itself, I note that former President Bill Clinton was also a frequent flyer, especially on the Lolita Express, which took prominent guests to Epstein's private island. Those guests included financiers, billionaires, lawyers, and even a British prince. Not to mention, I'm going to say this, probably in his hotel or in his home in New York City, a whole bunch of congressmen and senators and judges and executives. The names of hundreds and now indeed possibly thousands of Johns involved in Jeffrey Epstein's clients list have never been revealed by the government. Pam Bondi, Jeff's department, evidently does have the stomach or the inclination to delve much deeper into the matter. No, she was told not
That's
to.
That's exactly right.
Period. That's what it was. The new figure of over 1,000 victims appear in a Trump administration's review of FBI holdings concerning Epstein, a summary of which was released in the form of a two-page memo earlier this week. Over 1,000 victims. quote, we did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties, the undated and unsigned memo says. Justice says it reviewed more than 300 gigabytes of data and physical evidence, including over 10,000, Austin, downloaded videos and images of illegal sex child abuse material. But there's no client list. Justice says in this memoir that despite Bondi herself implying in February such a list was on her desk, she now says that referring to the files more generally, there are so many explanations and unanswered questions raised by the release, which also says there is no credible evidence. Last night, I had a conversation, or I texted back and forth with Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne's been on the show before. He's a friend of mine. And he said something very interesting in his article. He said, it seems odd, I'm paraphrasing what he said, that suddenly we have the BBB, the big beautiful bill, which is dead on the floor. Nobody wants to pass it because it's so horrible. And Elon Musk is screaming about it. And all of a sudden, when we release, there's tens of thousands of videos. And all of a sudden, it's like, boom, the bill goes through. Boom, videos are gone. Boom, no investigation. But now we have the largest surveillance state ever in the history of the world coming to us in the United States. They're going to track you driving down the road. They're going to track you walking down the sidewalk. Everybody's going to be tracked in real time with an AI 100% of the time. We got that in the BBB, by the way. And here we are sitting here going, whoa, no Epstein list? How can there not be an Epstein list, but they're going to track every one of us, almost 300 million of us, in real time?
No, and
find the list.
That's the ironic part, and that's what I went into detail with Doug last night. Just like you said, they went in this bill. They kept stoking this thing up with Epstein the last couple of weeks. Oh, it's going to get released. Everything's going to get released. Tens of thousands of videos, 14 terabytes of information. Then suddenly, like you said, the bill finally passes. Then there's nothing to see here. And, you know, we played a video clip from Catherine Austin Fitz last night on the show where she went into detail about all this data. Remember when we all thought that we were having a giant win with Doge beginning of the year? And he was getting access to Social Security. He was getting access to IRS. He was getting access to all these different detailed, you know, data. And he was collecting it all, and he was running it through AI, and they were doing all this hyper-analysis on it to figure out all the waste and the fraud, and they were cutting fraud out. Remember right when all that was going on, suddenly they had the rollout of this AI Palantir platform that's been out for a while. Now, suddenly, Palantir has all the information from IRS to everything that you've ever done digitally, and now they're going to have the contracts to run the systems through the AI and analyze everything in real time about everyone. So that's spot on with that. As far as you think about it, they can't find anybody to prosecute with the situation, but yet they can go find a 70-year-old lady out in Wisconsin, Nebraska, to go do a 30-man FBI raid on her in the middle of the night, drag her back to D.C. to charge her with trespassing on federal grounds. But you can't figure out after 40 years who Epstein's been involved with, is on his client list. With 14 terabytes of data?
You know, the Wizard of Oz had a lot of really good metaphors in it. And one of the metaphors was, you know, this ain't Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the interesting things about that was I remember driving down the highway over on I-4 in Tampa, and there was a giant billboard that was lit up that said, if you have information on January 6th,
we saw it,
call the 1-800-FBI hotline.
Yep.
And I'm like, this ain't Kansas anymore.
No.
I mean, they're putting billboards up for people who went to January 6th to protest.
In Florida.
And it didn't stop for 4 years.
No.
And Trump had the ability to basically pardon every single person. He had 2 weeks to do a blanket pardon for anybody who showed up on January 6th. Federal pardon.
And the thing was, it may not have stopped everybody from getting indicted and arrested, but what it would do, it would have put a massive wrench in the gear of the FBI going after him.
Remember, Mike Lindell, basically, his MyPillow company pretty much has gone bankrupt.
Yeah.
And he went to Trump in his office to give new evidence about the election fraud, and Trump promptly dismissed him and sent him up to talk to the attorneys.
Yeah.
That happened too. So let's not forget all this. See, the biggest problem that we have is that when they give you somebody who poops on the platform like Biden, okay, and it's an embarrassment to the entire.
Better.
No, anything's better.
Exactly right.
You know, when you set the bar so low, that, you know,
it's on the floor. You just kind of step over it.
Martin Vine wasn't even on the floor. It was buried 6 feet down. There wasn't even a bar. Anybody could have beaten this. And that's what they did.
Yeah.
And then Trump comes in with his, you know, Hail Mary at the end when he comes in again. He goes, I'm pardoning everybody for January the 6th. He could have done that before he left office the first time.
Well, and what happened was, too, and this was kind of the bait and switch routine that I was afraid was going to happen, and it did happen. You know, as soon as he got into office, he did pardon everybody from January 6th. He did do that. And they started doing all these really aggressive platform things that he stood on at the very beginning. We're going to cut waste. We're going to cut fraud.
Doge.
The problem with it was we didn't realize the backside and the whole way that they were actually going to do it with getting all this data sucked out of the federal government, put in Elon Musk AI platform analysis, gathering all the data, and then suddenly him and Elon have this giant oust. Elon basically gets kicked out of the White House.
The federal government still has all the data.
Federal government has all the data, and federal government's transferred all to Palantir now. And now you have this entire system that's so advanced and so efficient, it can build data points on everybody at any point in time, anywhere. And now we got 180 billion in this bill that just goes into the basic surveillance systems, just right out the gate, on top of other contracts.
You know, that movie, Don't Look Up. That was a great movie. Had some crazy stuff in it, but you know, I don't really recommend it for kids.
It's almost a satire.
It was a satire.
But what is crazy about it, it's a satire that's extremely accurate.
Well, it shows how unbelievably incompetent the government is with Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Now she's sitting there laughing and smoking
all the time,
smoking cigarettes, and everything's a joke on her social media platforms. And she's got a picture of her and Bill Clinton on her desk, and everything's about, you know, numbers and how when she started smoking in public, how her points went up 3 points on the scales, all this kind of stuff. It's all a big satire, and all of a sudden they go, well, there's a meteorite coming to destroy the planet, and she goes, oh well, whatever, good habit, we gotta get past this election.
Well, how's this gonna affect my numbers right now? Do I talk about it or do I not talk about it? Which one's gonna be better for my numbers? If I talk about it, my numbers are gonna go down.
And then she goes, and the people from like Ohio or something, and she goes, dude, you're from University of Ohio, really? The guy's sitting there smoking dope, and he goes, let's get some Ivy Leagues involved in this.
Yeah.
Well, finally, they come back like a month later and go, well, the data was right. You guys were right. There's a meteorite coming to the house. We're coming to hit the United world. And they go, now we're going to show her on a battleship with flags and fireworks. We're going to go destroy the meteorite. And then the business guy shows up and says, we can't destroy the meteorite. It has all these rare earth elements on it. We've got to break it into little pieces and harvest it. And he goes, well, we have a possibility if we don't do that, the Earth is going to be destroyed. It doesn't matter. Look at the upside, the trillions upon trillions of dollars that we're going to make. And then he says to him, DiCaprio says to him, well, you don't understand. You know, I know you're a business guy, but I'm a scientist. And he goes, businessman? What are you talking about, businessman? I've got 14,000 or 140,000, whatever it was, data points on you right now. That's why I just covered that with you. That's what they just did with Elon Musk and Doge. They've got data points at every one of us now because they want to know exactly what this is called. This goes right back to Tom Cruise on Minority Report. It goes right back to predictive programming and pre-crime units. That's what this is right now. Well, you know, Joe over here, you know, he may have taken the wrong IRS deduction 15 years ago. I've got it on my Doge report. We need to go ahead and audit him for the last 15 years. Oh, never mind. He didn't have receipts for 15 years. It doesn't make any difference. We're going to put him through hell for this. You go, well, they wouldn't do that. Okay. Unbelievable. In fact, here's another good article. It says, the swamp always wins. Why outsiders break when they enter Washington. They come in with their fists raised, eyes blazing, sleeves rolled up, and they say, I'll drain the swamp and I'll burn it down and I'll expose the rot. But somewhere between the campaign trail and Capitol Hill, something changes. The American people have seen this pattern so many times, it's practically a rite of passage. The outsider, once vowing to crack the system open, instead disappears into it. They don't just compromise, they transform into someone else. Consider the recent cases of Dan Bongino and Cash Patel, two of the most celebrated MAGA-era firebrands. Their reputations were built on a promise to tear down the FBI's institutional rot. Bongino, a former Secret Service agent turned podcaster, once called the FBI irredeemably corrupt and demanded mass firings over the Mar-a-Lago raid. Cash Patel, known for his aggressive investigation of the Russiagate and FISA abuse, promised radical transparency and justice for weaponized federal power. But what happened once they entered the inner sanctum? Bongino was appointed deputy director of the FBI in early 2025 by his friend Patel, now elevated to FBI director. And the appointment shocked even conservatives, according to Reuters. Career FBI agents saw this move as a slap in their face, a political insulation in what was supposed to be a neutral bureau. Instead of firing corrupt actors, Bongino defended a sweeping internal reorganization that displaced over 1,000 career officials and consolidated power to a smaller, ideologically aligned inner circle. Whoa. And now, and they talk about Taylor Greene, and they go to the deal, you know, Alexander Cortez. And I don't want you guys to read this, but I'm not going to read it to you all on the thing. But, you know, it says, if we want to change Washington, it won't come from more outsiders entering the system. It will come from reasserting power outside of the system. We don't need more saviors walking to D.C. We need a new citizenry that stops worshiping politicians and stops voting for the least of the two evils and starts auditing the more like employees that they are. The tragedy isn't that there are heroes changing to get to Washington. The tragedy is that we keep expecting them not to change, but they always do. And now I'm going to say something to you guys. I don't know about any of these people having dirt on them being blackmailed that I just talked about. So I'm not saying that. But here's what I am saying. When you've got thousands of people have raping young girls, because statutory rape is still rape, and you have them on videotape, and now you have them basically by the throat, and you can do whatever you want to do with them, why would you possibly turn that list in? Why would you possibly prosecute any of these people when you have the ability to control the federal judges, exactly right, the local judges, the congressmen, and the senators? Why would you give away that much power by exposing this list? Because now all these guys are going to get kicked out of office, and now suddenly the swamp's not the swamp anymore because now somebody else can come and exert control. That's why they won't expose the list.
Well, and that's, I was watching a video last night, a podcast with one of these guys, and he brought that exact thing up. He said, I'm not going to sit here and say that I agree with anything they just did. He goes, because I'm diametrically opposed to it. He goes, but if you play devil's advocate, he goes, why in the heck would they possibly release this information? Why would they release it to the peasants? He goes, they don't have to release this stuff. All they have to do is lie to us, and everybody's going to go along with it again. And he's like, watch just what happened. He goes, everybody's going to get mad. They're going to pitch a fit. And he goes, they're going to do the same thing over and over again. He goes, why would you dump all that leverage you have on all these people to appease the masses? He goes, you wouldn't. If you're a tyrannical government, you wouldn't.
It was either Robert David Steele when he was on our show or Wayne Allen Root when he was on our show. And I don't remember which one said this. But he said, the person who we were interviewing, this was years ago, said that here's what they do. They don't expect you to vote the way they want you to vote all of the time, just about 10% of the time, with special legislation like the BBB.
Yeah.
Okay? And so what they do is they give you this information. They say, oh, by the way, Joe, we're going to have it happen this way. You have to vote for the BBB. And Joe goes, I don't want to vote for the BBB. It's, there's $1 trillion of waste in that bill.
Yeah.
But Joe, you're not listening. We're not asking you to.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Remember that party in February 6 years ago? Mm-hmm. You met that real pretty girl you got to hang out with all night? The one that was, 15?
And you thought she was 25?
Yeah. Somebody may have had cameras set up in that room. I'd hate for videos of that to get leaked.
So Joe, here's the deal. You can go ahead and be a senator the rest of your life. We'll make sure you stay in power.
And make a lot of money.
And you'll have a health care, retirement. You'll be vastly wealthy. You'll be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And you're going to be esteemed by your fellow Americans. Or you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Now, you pick which one you want. You want to have everything you've ever wanted, including your own private yacht, or do you want to go ahead and go to jail for pedophilia? But you pick which one you want.
Yeah.
We need this bill voted yes for.
Yeah.
And Joe's going to go, you got it. We're voting yes. Joe would have to be an idiot not to do that.
Self-preservation.
And this is the problem. How many people get compromised, and that's the reason they're put into power, so they be controlled?
Right.
Well, Donald Trump told Billy Bush, all you got to do is grab these women by their and they'll do whatever you want. Remember that? That's on videotape. Don't forget that. You know, he was a womanizer with Jeffrey Epstein. And Billy Bush went public with this, and Billy Bush's career was done. And I know Billy Bush. I was on his talk show. when he was up in D.C. I know him. He's a really nice guy. But by golly, he decided he was going to talk about this stuff, and he got shut down. Wilbur Ross bailed Donald Trump out of bankruptcy in 1989 when Wilbur Ross worked for literally Rothschild, Inc. Now, I can't make it up. That's the name of the company he worked for, Rothschild Incorporated. And suddenly now Trump basically has hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in debt that's bought him out of bankruptcy by Rothschild, Inc. And suddenly, guess what? Trump's beholden to these people. They're like, you talk about a campaign contribution. I'm taking you completely out of debt now. We're going to basically finance you and help you. That doggone casino he had up there in Atlantic City, done. And how much money did he lose on that thing? So that's one of the things they said to him when he was running for president. You know, how many bankruptcies have you had? Well, it's part of the Constitution, and he's right about that. I have no problem with somebody filing bankruptcy. What I have a problem with is somebody being bought out of bankruptcy and then being controlled.
Leveraged,
then a political leader in the United States, and then to have a control over him. Now, whether he was ever involved with younger girls, I don't know. There's some rumors of that, too. Who knows? Who cares? The point I know is this. You can't talk to him about Epstein now in a press conference.
No.
I know that for a fact.
That video, and that's why I wanted to go over with Doug last night and have him analyze it as well. Because I said it was so blatant how he got so defeated. You can always tell this. This is something you can always tell with anyone. If you ask somebody a question and they immediately get insanely defensive about it and get irate and tell you, you can't ask this question. Why would you ask me this question? You're essentially a horrible person for asking me this question. And they continue to deflect it. That's the continual mantra the CIA has always stood on, is admit nothing, deny everything, make counter accusations. That's what you do. I ask you a question on something, you immediately go, what? You're asking me that question? That's the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life. Why is anybody else asking that question right now? Well, now the rest of the audience just goes, oh man, I'm glad I didn't ask that question. I feel really dumb right now. And then you go, do you have no heart? Do you not know what's going on right now? Why would you ask something like that at a time like this when little children, all these things just happen with a flood? Why would you do this? Why would you do this to them? And all of a sudden, the press guy's sitting there going, God, I'm standing in front of 100 other people right now.
He's on national news.
I feel like a complete and total moron.
And he will be banned from future press conferences.
Yeah. The president of the United States just reprimanded me to no end on national television in front of everyone here like I'm a 5-year-old boy. He will never ask a question again, ever. And then he came. Then Trump goes, oh, well, Pam Bond, do you want to try to answer this question, this stupid question? And then she answers it with one of the craziest deflection I've heard in my life, and it circles around the whole thing. So again, look who you can't criticize. Look who you can't question. You'll find out who's running the show and who's also involved in different things. Now, I want to switch gears on this because we haven't talked about this topic in a while. This is a pretty cool research study that just came out discussing probiotics. Now, you know, we carry three different probiotics, the probiotic DF, the probiotic 100, and the probiotic 350, which is 350 billion CFUs. Well, we've also talked about PFASs and PFOS, which is basically the Teflon compounds. They're unbelievably toxic forever compounds. Well, gut bacteria now in this study is showing Cambridge researchers discovered that gut bacteria can absorb up to 75% of PFASs, which are basically the Teflon toxins. And what's crazy about this here is it goes into detail on how the bacteria works. They found that 9 species of the gut bacteria can help detoxify the body from forever chemicals, rapidly absorbing PFASs linked to cancer and other serious illness. Look at this right here. This uncovers a new beneficial role for gut bacteria for the human health to help remove toxic PFASs from the body. Senior study said this. Cambridge University published in Nature of Journal of Nature Microbiology identified 9 bacterial species that can absorb up to 75% of toxic PFASs. Now, PFASs are synthetic chemicals used in thousands of consumer products from nonstick pans to waterproof clothing to cosmetics to food packaging, dubbed forever chemicals because they risk breakdown by the environment. PFASs accumulate in the human body and have been linked to numerous cancers. You want to watch that one movie, Dark Waters.
Good movie.
It goes into detail. Very, very accurate, true story. That's why I didn't do anything at the box office. The movie got blacklisted about DuPont and Teflon and PFASs and how they covered up all the data on the cancer-causing problems with these forever chemicals, including dumping them in the water supply and the lawsuits that ensued. PFAS are unbelievably toxic. The problems are hard to get away from. That's why you never want to use nonstick pans. But this research from Cambridge University identified that the 9 bacterial species that are some of the main ones, including what we continually have in the probiotic 350 billion and 100 billion, are absorb up to 75% of toxic PFASs. That's crazy. And so I'm going to post this study on the website. You can look at it. It says when these bacteria are introduced in the mice, they quickly absorb the chemicals. The researchers believe the way bacteria collects PFASs in a protective clumps inside their cells is a survival mechanism that prevents the chemicals from causing cellular damage.
The PFASs are so poisonous, it's unbelievable, and they don't break down.
But what's crazy about this is one of the first times we've ever found that gut bacteria actually encapsulates this stuff.
Well, the thing about gut bacteria is it's directly connected to the brain.
That's exactly right.
Through scalar energy fields, I may add. There's no nerve connecting.
No. You're talking about gut bacteria, and it's connected. That's why there's the gut-brain interface now that we found out in science. You know, over the last 10 or 20 years, the research has been showing how connected the gut is with the brain. That's why if you're not getting the proper nutrients and you're having a bunch of toxins, it causes so much issues with brain fog and all types of other issues. That's why every time people start using the probiotics that we have, they start having more energy, more toxicity removal, better mental acuity. And you go, why? So how would the gut bacteria do that?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about it is people don't realize that the reason cells die is lack of oxygen, lack of innervation, or toxicity.
Yeah.
That's how they die, and they have to be replaced. And the problem with it is that when they start dying more quickly than they're being replaced, you start aging really, really fast. And when you have these PS, that's why I said to you guys the other day, remember I said when I went to that restaurant at that hotel, they were using the Teflon pans,
yeah,
the PFAS pans, and I said, I need my omelet cooked in stainless steel.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I'm like, I don't want you to use a Teflon pan. And they go, well, these are safe. I said, no, they're not. And he goes, okay. I said, and I don't want you using the canola oil either. I remember one time I was at a hotel at Westin over in Clearwater with Sharon, and I ordered 3 eggs for breakfast. That's what I always have. And I'll never forget, I went in there, and I ordered 3 eggs, and I told them, I said, I want them cooked in butter, and I want them cooked in stainless steel. And they come out, they're slimy. They're sliding all over the place.
Yeah.
It was canola oil.
You always can tell that.
And I said to the guy, I said, this is not butter. This is canola oil. And he goes, huh? And I told him not to do that. And he goes, huh? Well, I didn't think it mattered. I said, dude, I said, you know, no offense, I said, but I'm not asking you if you think it matters or not. I'm telling you, I don't want my stuff cooked in canola oil. Can you please send it back? He got mad, and he huffed off to the kitchen. And I thought to myself, well, they're going to do something horrible to my eggs now.
Yeah.
I remember one time I worked at a place called the Burger Queen. I kid you not, it was called the Burger Queen of Winter Haven.
Burger Queen.
And the guys in the back would take patties and throw them on the floor,
yeah,
and cook them, or put them in their armpits and cook them. No, I saw it. You probably saw some of that crazy stuff too. And I'm like, well, this is great. I said, make sure I never eat here.
I always tell people, I said, when you go out of a restaurant, if you start pissing people off, it's better just to leave, go to a different restaurant. I'll tell you, I've worked in a restaurant for a year and a half, and I mean, a lot of it was pretty strict because it's a big chain.
So I went to the front desk. I said, this guy's got a real attitude. All I asked for was butter, eggs cooked in butter. And
yeah.
I mean, I remember your mom got so embarrassed. I said, I know, I wasn't fussing or anything. I said, I'm just going to the room and I got to do a podcast. And suddenly, you know, the manager comes out and goes, what happened here? Now, this time, the waiter walks up to the front desk, who's on the same floor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, great. Now we're at a confrontation here. And I looked at him. I said, he goes, your eggs are done. Are you going to eat them or not? Really unbelievably mean. I said, no, I'm not going to eat them. I don't know what you did with them in the back. No. And so now the front desk manager comes out. He wants to know what's going on. I'm thinking to myself, my God, it's over stupid eggs.
Yeah, butter. Just butter.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking something that had to blow up like this. And finally, the manager goes, I'll have the eggs sent to your room. I'll personally supervise their cooking. And I'm like, great. You know, over 3 eggs. Sharon was so upset. And I said, I didn't want this to escalate like this. I just wanted some eggs cooked in butter. So that's how adamant I am about not using Teflon pans and cooking things in butter. You think, well, if everybody did that, nobody ever get fed. No, if everybody did that, they wouldn't use Teflon
That's
anymore.
That's exactly right. And they use butter, yeah, especially with the butter. I mean, I went into detail yesterday on the show. You guys can go back on Doug's show and our show on the seed oils and how much they're consumed now, and on a level that nobody even understands how much exposure and how they build up in the body that cause all types of inflammation. Because remember, one of the leading issues as far as with almost all health problems, it's root basis is inflammation.
That's right.
You get the inflammation down, you can get your body to heal itself and recover. But if you're constantly pumping toxin after toxin after toxin after toxin in your gut every single day, and you wonder why your stomach's messed up, you wonder why you got celiac disease, you have an irritable bowel syndrome, having liver problems, maybe it's what you're putting into your body every day that's causing those problems. Newsflash.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Yeah, back in the 80s, I made a comment. And they got me in trouble. Got me kicked off of WCIE. One of many comments. WCIE was a station that was owned by Carpenter's Home Church. And every month I would come on there and I would have a talk show. I'd be a guest with Tom Trolson. Nice guy. I don't know if he's still alive or not, but he's really a nice guy. And the name of the show was called Feedback.
Yeah.
And I'd come in and I'd talk about health products and health nutrition and nutrition facts and all the other kind of things. And one day I made a comment that was so egregious to the medical people listening that I got so much blowback.
Yeah.
I said, what you eat directly affects your health.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Oh, forbidden.
No, I couldn't say that because these medical doctors that were listening and their wives were listening basically had never had a class in nutrition, and their whole protocol on correcting a problem that somebody had was drugs.
Drugs, yep.
Wasn't food. So food cannot directly – you could change your diet and change your cholesterol. Oh, I can't believe Ted Brower said that.
Only thing that'll fix cholesterol is statin drugs.
I mean, unbelievable. and but then I talked about how it was important to keep the colon clean.
Yeah.
Because remember I said toxicity. If you allow your colon to build up with, compacted fecal material for a period of years, it's pretty poisonous in there. And it can cause all types of problems with diverticular disease. So you got to keep enough fiber in your diet, enough water in your diet to keep your colon cleansed out. I said that one time. That was it. Off the radio.
Done.
And I was done. Because the lady who came on after me, who gave all these ham recipes, got so angry. Her name was Alice Faye Red. She got so angry that she went to her husband, who was on the board of WCIE. He's giving out misinformation. He said, don't eat pork, and said the colon is important to keep clean. Think about that for a second. And this goes to. So then I basically got kicked off the radio, and I didn't even do anything. And so I said, I appeal. So I did Matthew 18, and I said, I'm going to go, and I'm going to appeal this. And I'll never forget this. It was me and Sharon, and we appealed to Pastor Strader. So one morning before the church started at Giant Carpenter's Home, which has been torn down since then, we were sitting in the green room, and I walk in, and then Jim Campbell walks in, and Pastor Strader is nowhere to be found. He don't want to be involved in this nonsense. And then Dr. Red walks in and Dr. Merchant walks in, and they proceed to tell me that basically the colon has nothing to do with health. Sharon and I are sitting there going, this is crazy. We had like a tribunal here, and I was still kept off the radio because I had made those statements. You think, well, that can't be true. I'm telling you, I could go into micro detail on this one. And then Alice Faye Red was running a Ponzi scheme through the Watson Clinic with her husband, had stolen millions of dollars from the people and from the investors of the Watson Clinic. She ended up going to prison. You think I'm joking? They did a TV movie on this woman. But she was the primary one who came after me to get me off the radio.
This goes back to what we just started the show on. Find out who you can't ask questions about. Find out who you can't criticize. And you'll find out who's running the show behind the scenes.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, just to go back to Epstein again, unless you think I'm going to forget about that weirdo who I don't believe for one second is dead. Here's the lady who basically was attacked and raped. This is Julia Bryan. She was on a talk show the other day. She says, we're not that bleeping stupid. Epstein rape victim goes scorched earth on liar Trump. And if they release what they're really up to, it will break people's brains. People will suddenly be all anti-government. People won't want to go to work anymore, and religion will fall away. A former model who says that she was raped at least three times a day on Jeffrey Epstein's private island is now going scorched earth on President Donald Trump after his Justice Department this week reneged on his pledge to release the files, including the name, flight logs, and co-conspirators of the convicted pedophile. In a video she posted Tuesday on X, Juliet Bryant of South Africa targeted Trump by this by name the same day the president blasted a reporter for asking a question about this creep Epstein. Wow, Donald Trump, American government, your government kidnapped me, Bryant began. You promised the Epstein list. Victims are being found dead. Hello? I mean, the whole reason you gained the presidency, Trump, was because of promising the Epstein list. Are you as much of a liar as them? Thank goodness for Elon Musk, who's actually standing up for what's right. It's funny how only South Africans stand up because they are the other 200 Epstein victims, are they? although maybe they're too frightened to speak up because of the American government. Well, I speak for all of them. I speak for all victims. How dare your government abuse, rape, and murder? We'll be coming for you. Don't you worry, government. You can sit and pretend that the Epstein list didn't exist and none of this happened. But guess what? We're not that blanking stupid. Don't make us any more angry. Otherwise, we will come and we will find you. How dare you? She went scorched earth, Austin. And I'm going to post this article so you can read it. But the thing about it is that, can you blame her? Raped three times a day on Epstein Island by diplomats, senators, congressmen, judges, and other Epstein clients. And now they're saying, never happened, no list, nothing went, really. Now, a lot of it may too, Austin. Now, this is the other thing. A lot of these videotapes may be from Epstein Island.
Yeah.
Okay? That's outside of the jurisdiction of the federal government.
I don't really think about that.
Now, here's we're going to throw this one in here real quick. Now, you think, well, if a judge or a senator or a congressman goes outside of the jurisdiction of the United States, does the United States still have the ability to prosecute? Now, here's what's interesting. Remember that movie with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
You know, Shooter? And he's sitting there talking to the people from the FBI, the executives.
Yeah.
And he goes, we basically have this from the Horn of Africa where they killed this village and buried them under the pipeline.
Yeah.
And the Danny Glover, who's then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says, and so what? And we're outside of the jurisdiction of the United States of America. What happens in the Horn of Africa has nothing to do with the United States.
Yeah.
Now, is that the loophole that they're using?
Is that why he had an island?
Is that why he had an island? Now, no one's ever brought that up. That just kind of popped in my head a second ago. But maybe that's a lot to do with this. Maybe it's like these are inadmissible videos because they were done outside of the jurisdiction of the United States.
Well, and one person made a comment, too. And it was on the podcast I was watching yesterday because he was kind of playing that back and forth. And he goes, and how do we know as well that when the FBI, because remember, the FBI's had this information and this data and this documentation for years now, even under Biden. He goes, how do we know that the FBI didn't go in and cherry pick certain videos to disappear and certain topics and certain people to implement?
We don't know that.
No, that's what I'm saying. We don't know that. And then suddenly, all that data that they start collecting, it's all Republicans and all Trump and all kinds of other individuals that are prominent and a lot of the Democrats and a lot of the senators and judges that basically were hard left. How do they know we don't get deleted?
And how they don't know, then they say, well, we have another 10,000 videos from his mansion in New York.
Yeah.
That's within the jurisdiction of the United States. Well, how do you know those videos were done there? They could have been done on his island.
Yeah.
Whoa. So, I mean, all of this stuff gets so convoluted, it's unbelievable. But then this lady comes out and says, I was raped three times a day. Yes. Now, I can tell you one thing about this lady. She ain't lying.
No.
But she was on the island when all this happened. So, I mean, so think about it for a second. And think about how unbelievably nasty Mossad is.
Ugh.
I mean, it's all by subterfuge and by lying. I mean, they don't care what they do and how they entrap people in these honeypots. They just do it.
No, there is no moral or ethic basis to any of this.
That way when we go, hey, forgive me, I'm going to say a bad word. Hey, biatch, I told you, go bomb Iran.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yes, master.
you know the drill. Bomb Iran. Put those bunker busters into that doggone place. Well, I don't want to do that. Are you not listening? Videotape. Watch.
Bomb Iran.
Bomb Iran and do it now. And then, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu comes floating back over here right after all this happens to give everybody their attaboys.
I think they're getting another $10 billion or something, that BBB bill. If you look at that, that's another factor. Israel gets another like $10
billion. So they get to go attack somebody else.
CIA and Mossad go hand in glove, as Doug said yesterday. And he goes, who's the hand and who's the glove? They're one and the same.
You know, it's so funny with this. You know, we've talked about Mossad. We've talked about all this stuff for years now. Nobody else wants to touch it.
No.
Okay, now all of a sudden, everybody's touching it. Read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales. On Epstein. It will get your attention more quickly than anything else that you possibly could imagine. And it goes into detail how he was Mossad. He worked for Israel. Newsflash. Don't try to pretend like this. All of you Zionists and you political creeps and all of the weirdos that are out there going, it doesn't matter what Israel does. You know, we have to protect them. Bless Israel. Give them more money. Give them more armament. Wait a minute. If you really believe that, then why don't you ask yourself a question, if you're a Christian? Do the women and the children of the Christians in Gaza really deserve to get machine guns? Just ask you the question.
Drone strikes.
Or drone strikes. Or better yet, how about the Christians in Syria? How about the fact that it's the number one homosexual destination in the world, Tel Aviv was? I mean, why don't we just kind of sit back and look at the facts and quit pretending that it's not happening like that over there? Don't get me wrong. I pray for Israel. I do. I pray that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and they'll accept their Messiah. I pray that. And that they will stop persecuting Christians there and beating them up and dragging people out of churches and beating them. And that you go over there and you proselytize, they come beat you up and throw you in jail. I was warned when we went over there, don't proselytize. They warned missionaries not to proselytize. And if a missionary is going over to Israel to basically start a church or whatever, if they're allowed to go in and do that, which most of the time they're not, how are you supposed to not proselytize and talk about Jesus if you're a Christian organization? I don't know. So why in the world do we have to give them another $10 billion in the BBB? Oh, I know why. Here's your video.
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable. And why, unless I, like that other podcaster said that you just mentioned a second ago, Austin, why would you give up that type of leverage?
Yeah. No, it really, he made a point. I thought about it, and I thought about it again from a devil's advocate standpoint. You go, why would you ever release that information?
You wouldn't.
That information is pure gold from an intelligent community standpoint. Well, and trying to control and maintain
Wayne
everything.
And Wayne Allen Root said that too. He said maybe they're using that now to try to control the deep state.
Yeah.
Because so many deep state swamp rats are on video now.
Yeah, you got to know. Speaking of deep state swamp rats, this is a crazy another article came out. There's a massive lawsuit that's been filed now against Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Listen to this. Moderna and multiple other agencies, including the American Academy of Pediatrics. American Academy of Pediatrics. So they're supposed to be about children's health, right? They have now filed a massive lawsuit against Kennedy for him saying that essentially they removed the recommendation for healthy children and pregnant women to get the COVID-19 shot. Not that the shot's not still available for morons that want to get it, but that they do not recommend it any longer. And the leading attorney in the lawsuit against Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over the changes literally worked as vice president for Moderna. Richard Henry Hughes was vice president of Moderna from 2020 to 2022 when Maxine Baker developed and marketed the COVID-19 vaccine that netted the company billions of dollars. Hughes now is the leading plaintiff attorney for American Academy of Pediatrics in the lawsuit seeking to restore COVID-19 vaccine recommendations for pregnant women and children. This move that likely would result in more sales and profits from Moderna and other COVID-19 vaccine makers. These guys are so intertwined, it's nauseating to me. Vice president of Moderna, billions of dollars. Now the leading plaintiff attorney after he retires, suing for the pediatric agency of basically going after Robert Kennedy Jr. for not recommending to pregnant women and children. Not that Kennedy could block the shot. He never stopped the shot from being available. It's still there if you're a moron and want to get it. But it's no longer recommended, so now they're getting sued.
Well, because once this comes off the shot schedule, whatever,
exactly
they start having liability exposure with
exactly
it.
Exactly right. And so yeah. It says here the agency changed what previously was a universal recommendation that all children ages 6 months and older on the shot schedule receive the COVID shot to a recommendation of shared clinical decision-making between parents and providers now.
Lose your liability exposure.
Yep. And they said the directive that triggered the change in the recommendation for the COVID-19 vaccine, plaintiffs seek immediate injunction.
And, you know, here's what's interesting about this. This may be in court for 4 to 5 years, and Kennedy will be out of office.
Exactly right.
Think about that. They'll put somebody else in there who's going to be pro-vaccine again. This is how they manipulate the legal system. Remember I told you, and I told the listeners one time, that when we were at Victoria's Secret and Sharon was buying a bra. This is like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay? And remember I told you I didn't like Victoria's Secret because of Les Wexner.
Right.
Now, the book Dead Men Tell No Tales, he went into detail on Les Wexner and Victoria's Secret and how they used Victoria's Secret and the runways and everything else to basically recruit women for Epstein.
That's right. Maybe bringing that up years ago. I forgot about that.
Les Wexner gave Epstein a whole bunch of money. You can read it in the book. And what's interesting about this, you know, the last time I went into Victoria's Secret a few weeks ago, I didn't go in there for me. I was with somebody. They basically, the stuff there is horrible now.
Yeah.
They've got the transgender stuff. The clothing. I mean, no. So the places. But here's Brian again, the girl that I read from South Africa. I just caught this on the end of this article she wrote. In 2022, Brian was featured in a BBC documentary called The House of Maxwell.
Oh.
It's just Ghislaine Maxwell, right? Explaining how she became one of Epstein's trafficked sex slaves after being lured with promises of becoming a Victoria's Secret model.
Whoa.
Okay. In the program, Brian said Epstein fed off the terror. There was something about the energy of a girl being scared that he liked. I was being ordered to his bedroom at least three times a day. Brian insisted that she saw at least 60 girls coming and going while she was on the Epstein's Caribbean island. It was like a factory. He was running a machine, and Ghislaine Maxwell was the one operating it, referring to his convicted madam. Brian's new video testimony Tuesday came in fresh controversy with President Trump and snapped at the reporter who asked if Epstein was a foreign agent.
I brought up yesterday.
We can't mention Mossad. Meanwhile, journalist Benny Johnson posted an in-depth explanation as to why Americans want details of Epstein's case, saying, "We care about Epstein because we care if our government is protecting an elite pedophile cult. That's it. That's why we care. The government should be thrilled to prove they're not protecting predators by releasing all the Epstein evidence and prosecution." You know, Austin, this thing just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's why they're scared of it.
Yep.
No, the government is scared to death to release these videos.
Oh, yeah.
They're scared to death to release this information. They're scared to death. Remember when Ghislaine Maxwell went on trial, that judge sealed the records.
Yeah, she had the black book. They brought this up numerous times. She had Epstein's black book, the one, because she was handling a lot of the mechanics of the trafficking.
And they allowed her to, that some of the names, like some Hollywood people who were in the book, their names got released, but none of the top government officials got released. So I don't know. So we're not going to stop picking on this thing as long as, and we will. Yeah, I've, of course, I've talked about it for years now because I read that book. In fact, it was Mancow who got me to read Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah.
He said, you need to read that book. That's after Epstein supposedly vanished in his one-minute video.
Here's a topic on the nasal COVID vaccine they've been trying to get approved now. This is crazy. The vaccine clinical trials raised significant safety concerns as researchers questioned the design of the trial nasal vaccine, suggested the trial does not examine if it sheds materials can spread to others. The trial only included 72 participants and lacked an unvaccinated control group. This is just what it's the crazy stuff they come up with. This produced by SciVac LLC, the trial's design and limit sample size is a serious question, with the FDA asking what's going on, noting that it enters the mucous membrane and lungs of the nose, has a potential for shedding viral particles through internasal secretions, and could expose unvaccinated individuals. Surprise, surprise, they're still kicking this dead horse down the road. Why in the world is it that they're still trying to run this? It's massive amounts of money. The whole reason why H5N1 bird flu just suddenly disappeared off the face of the map, I talked in detail about it yesterday, is because the U.S. ended the $600 million Moderna bird flu contract. There was no money to be made, so H5N1 doesn't exist anymore. Now we're not suddenly having to butcher millions of chickens.
15 million birds died.
If this would have happened with all the COVID stuff. And see, the reason why they got away with it with COVID was because Fauci got on national television and terrorized the American population for months. Terrorized them. Oh, we got 2 weeks to slow the spread. 2 to 3 million people are going to be dead next month if we don't slow the spread.
Flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve immediately. 14 more days. All summer long. And I felt bad for some of the communist states. It's slightly bad because they were dealing with so much crap and lockdowns. Down here in Florida, we were like, you guys are still having COVID? What are you guys doing over there? And I mean, granted, it was a very real virus. It was making people very sick. I got it. Vitamin C, D3, zinc. Pushed me through in about 3 or 4 days. Was the virus, in my opinion, and many other physicians' opinion, was not the main culprit in killing people. It was the standard procedure that they made in place, the standard protocol where they put people immediately on remdesivir, which is an extremely toxic antiviral that they tested from GlaxoSmithKline with Gilead in 2016 in Africa on Ebola, and they had to pull half the participants out of the study within the first 5 days because they were going into liver failure and lung failure. And the two of the main side effects listed from remdesivir is organ failure with respiratory failure and liver failure. But yet that was the standard thing that Fauci got approved immediately when COVID came out to put people on when they went into the hospital. And yet that is what precipitated the COVID vaccine and Operation Warp Speed being pushed through. COVID never would have gone the way it did if they would not have been doing the protocol they did with standard procedure remdesivir. That's my honest opinion. If they treated it as a normal virus like the flu, respiratory virus, and it got into the hospital, and they treated it normally and it put people on remdesivir, I do not think the death count would have been anywhere near what it was.
They had to seize, you know, Roth IRAs. Yeah, yeah. They had to stop Social Security for the peasants who weren't producing any longer.
They did that.
The earth wasn't being profitable enough. Remember that South Park?
Oh, yeah.
The guy sitting up there lighting his cigars. He's up in space looking down at the planet going, not profitable enough, lighting his cigars with $100 bills. And he goes, I'm going to destroy it. Yeah, well, they kind of look at us like that. Remember, we're a theater show, according to the Bible. We're like in an amphitheater being watched by the universe. And so we're kind of playing this game down here. By the way, another breaking bombshell. The media narrative has been destroyed. Epstein's body was confirmed in his room on the upper level tier when they found him on the lower level floor in the video.
Well, no, that's some. They brought, multiple people brought that up. That video footage that they're showing this whole thing, it's not even the same room that originally showed. It's a completely different room.
Well, I guess they couldn't get the body double's corpse in quick enough.
I don't know. The whole thing is just, it's.
Well, no, don't you remember all the stuff about the video cameras being turned off and all the other things that happened in that prison complex?
Oh, and in that video, the guy asked what happened in the minute video. And Pam Bondi goes, well, it's really antiquated video technology. They all have a minute lapse because they're from like 1999. So every night there's a minute that's missing out of the footage.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
I've used security footage for years. I've used cameras and DVRs and everything in between. You tell me this is a very, very strict prison, and they just happen to have a minute missing every single night because that's the way the footage works on the systems.
By the way, here's another interesting article on the Texas floods. America is drowning in catastrophic floods, and evidence suggests that these natural disasters may not be so natural after all. State records reveal Utah and New Mexico quietly reclassify cloud-seeded rain as natural water.
Wow.
Shielding weather modification projects from lawsuits while entire communities are swept away. Flash floods are now hitting Chicago, New Mexico, Arkansas, Oklahoma, North Carolina, leaving devastation in their wake. While Rainmaker denies its operations in Texas caused by any floods, it's impossible to rule them out as entirely. Australia's Rainmaking Control Act shows that these operations can trigger disasters hundreds, even thousands of miles away. If governments can manipulate the weather, don't we deserve to know the truth and say no?
Well, yeah, you saw the Chantel in North Carolina. They had some massive flooding here. I mean, just two days ago, all stuff happened in New Mexico, happened in Texas.
Always remember, whenever there's a big news cover story they're trying to get rid of, like the Epstein files, they got to give you more news to cover on the news.
It was theater distraction.
Theater distraction. We got the 20-ring circus going, but that one corner over here where all this crap's happening with Epstein, don't look at that ring. Yeah. What? You're going to desecrate the people that died on these floods? I can't believe you're talking about this creep. That was decades ago. Oh, the ring's still going down there.
Well, no, and here's what happens.
Don't talk about it.
And here's what happens from public flogging, which is what he did to that guy. When you do that on national television in front of the world and in front of all the reporters, you'll be darn well sure when the president reprimands you like that, nobody's going to ask Epstein about Epstein again. That's why he did that. That was a psychological operation he just did to the press and the media on national television. You will not see, I promise you, you will not see another press member ask about Jeffrey Epstein now in a public meeting. They will not do it. Not after what he just did, this guy on national television.
Well, I'm sure he'll be banned, but the crazy thing about it is, you know, that's one of the things that I can't stand is being corrected in public.
Oh, yeah. Okay? He did way more than that.
Well, no. Being publicly flogged in public is a whole different level.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody wants to be that embarrassed in front of national TV.
On a legitimate question. It wasn't some obscure question he came out with a hat. We didn't see any data on it. There's been numerous reports and allegations that Epstein was involved with domestic or international intelligence agencies. Is this accurate? And what happened to one-minute footage on the camera that the rest of the American population is asking about? Legit question. How dare you ask a question? How dare you question me? You're talking about him? This is stupid. Get out of here. I'm surprised they haven't drug out with a cane.
Oh, yeah. Should have tied a rope on him and ripped him out.
Grab my ankle, drug him out.
Or have security come in and haul him off.
Screaming as he slides through the door and the door slammed behind him. Any other questions about Epstein?
Yeah. Remember, they did the same thing to us when we talked at the school board meeting. They gave us, 3 minutes of time to speak.
Yep.
And then they basically interrupted. Oh, you're out of time. Got to get out.
Out of order. Bring this up. Blah, blah, blah. You have to leave now.
Yeah, but the whole thing was that we didn't really care. We kind of sat there and did what we did anyhow.
Once I knew the Polk County Sheriff's Department, we asked them, are you going to arrest us? for basically not wearing a mask or asking questions. And they're like, we don't want to be involved in this. Don't make any threats. Don't make any violent threats of bodily harm. Basically, that's it.
Yeah, but the thing is, always remember something. God wants you to be bold. The Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And it says that if you deny him before men, he'll deny you before the Father. Sure. Don't let that happen. Stand strong in your convictions. Stand strong in your word. They have dumped the men down so bad now with tricyclic antidepressants
and soybean oil
and you know, canola oil and all of the estrogen mimickers they have all over us now, that men don't want to be men anymore, stand up for what is right. That's why we're in this position, by the way, Austin. They knew this back in 1940 when they started putting plasticizers in the food.
Yeah.
They knew what was going to happen. They knew when they put the fluoride in the food, they had to dumb the American man down so we couldn't stand boldly and do what we did on the D-Day in 1944 as far as standing in those ships and attacking Normandy. They didn't want men like that. So they killed a whole bunch of them with these wars, and they don't want Christian men to be alive and to do what we need to do and protect and provide for our wives. Guys, listen to me. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life.
Yes, my friends, absolutely. And make sure, continue to keep your body, mind strong, stay healthy. If you need anything, Team Health Masters. We also have the prostate support. You guys voted it won product of the week.
Great product.
Check it out. Grab some more purple sticks if you want. Got a new batch on their way here soon, so make sure you stock up on them. Appreciate y'all. If you need anything, call us, email us, Team Health Masters. Have a blessed, safe night, my friends. Talk to you tomorrow as always.
Love you guys.